Act 1, Scene 6.
Workers' playtime, is it?
Beg your pardon, Miss Shaw. Didn't know you was here.
I slept upstairs last night.
Beg your pardon.
Don't apologise, dear. Not for her.
She helps you along, don't she?
I'll say.
In all sorts of ways.
And we need all the help we can get.
Yes, Miss Shaw.
Something I ate.
Fish? My fella says he was sick as a dog once on fish.
You've got a fella?
Yes, miss. It was Coley, I think.
Since when?
3 weeks ago at a dance.
Well,
I know.
Caught in.
You'd have thought.
Just as long as it don't interfere with your job.
Oh, it won't do, Miss Shaw.
I mean, you're a good little worker and your standards are higher than mine.
I do my best for you, miss. I do.
God loves a tryer. So you keep it up, dear, all right?
Oh, you can be quite sure of it, miss. Now I'm engaged to be married.
Engaged?
Since last Sunday, 4:30 Clapham Common.
That's a bit hasty, ain't it?
We don't think so.
You're not up the duff, are you?
No, miss.
You sure?
I can tell you.
All right.
He's a young man who knows his own mind.
I'll say.
He's a plumber's apprentice, plays the piano, but do you know what? He's never had a lesson in his life.
Well.
He's got a gift for it, see?
Good.
And I sing along.
Ain't that nice? Da, 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 da. Nice.
Tis, miss. Feels like you're floating in air.
Well, don't you float off when you're missus.
Oh, right. And there's no chance of that.
Good.
This is the finest position I've had.
Life's on the up, then.
And we'll be saving, of course, for a place of our own.
Good for you.
So, if you've any additional duties, Miss Shaw, laundry, deliveries, what's due this morning? Wine, spirits?
If it's Wednesday.
It is, miss. My favourite day.
Oh?
Halfway through, ain't it? Worst's over, the best's yet to come.
You stay for the drayman. I'm going back to bed.
Thank you, Miss Shaw.
Keep a note of your hours in the book.
And, miss, I could perform a little, perhaps.
Perform?
At night for the gentleman.
You?
And my Albert. You don't have to pay us. We'd put a dish on the piano, that's all, and see what the gentleman...
No!
Oh, Sylvie, give her a go.
What are you doing here?
I heard talk you'd miss me.
Mrs. Ellis.
It's the taxi, that's all.
Take my arm.
Driver hit every bump in the road.
Steady now.
You're still here?
Why wouldn't I be, Mrs. Ellis?
How long is it now?
6 weeks.
So that must be a record.
Why didn't you say you were coming?
I didn't know I was till I was.
Careful.
I'm all right, it's only the stitches are sore.
Sore? What doctors discharged you like this?
They didn't. I left.
6 weeks of bed rest, they said.
And that's what I'll have. In my own bed with my own things around me.
Well, make sure the curtains are closed.
Don't start. You look worse than me.
Long night.
Who with?
That's my business. And don't think I'm nursing you here.
You don't have to.
I mean it. I don't do ablutions or dressings.
I'll do them.
I'll do them if need be. I cared for my auntie with ulcers. You've never seen anything
yes,
like
them. Yes, thank you, Doris.
And I'm on the mend. The infection's all gone, it's just a bit tender, that's all.
So what's them?
Scotch mist.
Painkillers.
And one for my nerves.
I didn't know you had nerves.
I won't in a bit.
Ruth!
Now what is it?
Can I trouble you for water?
Doris, pot of tea, please.
Strong and sweet, miss. A steady and brew for us all.
Strong and sweet.
Rheumatic fever, age 15. Tubal pregnancy. 2 abortions.
Well, that's how it goes.
Good health, except for a genital infection of a non-venereal type. Had treatment in custody. Bruise upon the left thigh. More recent bruise on the right forearm.
She fell, probably.
Only defect of central nervous system, a minor defect of vision corrected by spectacles.
Blind as a bat, especially where the blokes are concerned.
No evidence of mental disease.
No.
With regard to her alleged offence, there is no suggestion that she was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Miss Shaw,